knowledge and expertise and insights.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Today's theme is politics and economics, which probably sounds a bit dry and probably not so spiritual, but of course that's the problem. Spirituality really ought to form the basis of every system of living. And if we want to really create a better world for all based on sharing and justice, we therefore need to look very hard at our political and economic systems, which in the current time, as we know, don't really truly serve the needs of the people. So I'm going to start with an article by Benjamin Krem's master called The Guidance of Maitreya. However much they may try, politicians and other leaders find it more and more difficult to control events and to keep their ship of state on an even keel. They find that, despite their expertise, it careers helplessly on its own, as if under the guidance of some unseen hand. That unseen hand, of course, is the logic of change. They fail to understand that the rules and methods by which they work belong to the past and have little relevance to the problems and needs of today. They meet and discuss these problems, but invariably retreat from actions that alone would solve them. Meanwhile, in varying degrees, the people suffer and wait for reason and insight to alleviate their distress. They know in their hearts that deliverance is possible and should be theirs, but lack as yet the structures and power to make it so. Not forever will the people wait. Already the signs of dissent and impatience are appearing across the world, urging the leaders to engage with their needs and afflictions. The leaders, men without vision, look to promises and palliatives to halt the mounting demands for fairness and justice. They do so in vain. The peoples of the world have caught the vision of freedom, of justice and peace, and will not let it go. They, rather than their leaders, will outline the future and shape it to their needs. Thus will it be. This new force in the world, the voice of the people, is rapidly gaining strength and cohesion and will play a major role in world affairs from now. Maitreya awaits his opportunity to augment the power and influence of the people's voice and to steer its course. Many are the strands which form it and disparate their aim. Wise must be the guidance, and therefore, lest it lose its way and dissipate its strength. Single and simple, therefore, must be the demands of the people. Many and varied are their problems, but universal are their needs. Peace through justice and freedom are the needs of all men. Sharing, Maitreya will advise, is the key to the creation of trust, without which naught is possible. Share and make blessed trust, he will tell the world, and know the blessings of justice and peace. No other way, he will solemnly remind the nations, will bring them the peace for which in their hearts they yearn. Thus will it be, and thus will the people call for sharing and therefore peace. A new and potent world opinion will demonstrate its power and render obsolete the maneuvers and stratagems of the men of power today. Then will Maitreya declare himself to all the peoples and dedicate himself to their service throughout this coming time. And that was originally published in Share International magazine in September 2005. So, as usual, I'll be reading out some excerpts from the books by Benjamin Creme, and I'm going to start with some segments from Maitreya's Mission, Volume 3. Without recognising it as such, humanity is undergoing a great spiritual crisis that is focused through the political and economic field. That spiritual crisis can only be resolved by the resolution of our political and economic problems, which are based on the false sense of separation. If we would evolve, develop as a race, we must realize our oneness, realize that we are brothers and sisters of one family under the one divine source and identical with that source. What happens in a normal family? They share whatever they have. A mother will not feed one child better than another, say give one child 17% and another 83% of the food. We have to realise that we are one family and therefore must share the resources of the world more equitably around the world. Maitreya puts it like this, and this is his quote, "Sharing is divine. When you share, you recognize God in your brother." He also says, "The problems of humanity are real but solvable. The solution lies within your grasp. Take your brother's need as the measure for your action and solve the problems of the world. There is no other course." These sound like political or economic solutions. They are actually spiritual solutions because the problem is a spiritual one. We do not know our true identity as souls, as brothers and sisters of the kingdom of souls. Maitreya has come with his group of masters to teach us how to live correctly as brothers and sisters of one humanity, creating, therefore, freedom for all, justice for all, and peace for everyone. If there is no sharing, there will never be justice in the world. And if there is no justice, there will never be peace. These next quotes or excerpts are from the book Maitreya's Mission, Volume 2. And you'll notice I often quote from volumes 1, 2 and 3 of Maitreya's Mission, and these are probably the largest of the books, and there's 17 books in all, so of course therefore lots of information in them. And this excerpt is from the chapter Political Change, A New Form of Government, and it's in this form of a series of questions and answers. So the first question here is, what is actually going on behind all the changes taking place? What we are witnessing is the end of totalitarianism. Sorry, I've probably said that wrong. Totalitarianism. In three different spheres of life. Under the influence of Maitreya, we are seeing firstly the end of political totalitarianism. Got it. As in the Soviet Union and China. America is the foremost expression of economic totalitarianism based on the blind following of market forces that is imposing its will throughout the world. Even the Soviet Union is adopting a market forces economy. Maitreya calls market forces the forces of evil. Any government which bases its policies on the blind following of market forces, he says, is leading its people to destruction. That is what is happening now. We will see a breakdown of the world's economy beginning in Japan. The new structure will be based on right relationships. The resources of the world must be shared. The last totalitarianism to go will be the religious totalitarianism. Dogmatic ideologies are imposed on the minds of countless millions by the religious leaders. Religious fundamentalism is at the acme of power at the moment, whether it is Christian, Muslim, Hindu, or whatever. We are coming to the end of totalitarianism, which is the denial of freedom. Maitreya has come that people might be free in the fullest sense of the word. Ultimately, we can be totally, absolutely free only when we know the self, when we are the self, and demonstrate a moment-to-moment experience of the self. And the self is also the soul. And that is the true, absolute freedom. And the next question here. Does Maitreya believe in government or political systems that man should continue with, or should we have a more spiritual system? And just to note, the previous question was asked in 1982, I think, and this is from 1992. And thus, in the previous question, it mentions the Soviet Union, which is a term we don't use anymore. Here's the answer to this latest question. He believes in government, Maitreya believes in government, but we have to realise that what we call spiritual has a much wider connotation than we have given it so far. Until now, everything spiritual has to do with religion. And another master, the master Joao Kuhl, has written that the greatest triumph for the forces of evil on this planet is that the churches, the religious groups around the world, have been allowed to monopolize the concept of spirituality. Whatever is religious is spiritual, and everything else is non-spiritual and can be as corrupt as we like it. Therefore, we have corrupt political and economic structures, and corrupt social structures, and also corrupt religious structures. We have to enlarge our concept of spirituality and see that we must have spiritually based political and economic structures. That means sharing and justice. These are spiritual aspects. Maitreya says sharing is divine. When you share, you recognize God in your brother. This is not just a nice idea. It is a divine idea. It is the nature of divinity. Justice is divine, freedom is divine, and Maitreya comes to show us how to make justice and freedom through sharing. Then we will make spiritually correct political, economic, and religious structures. We need government to organize the means of living together in peace and harmony, but he says we should participate. We get the politicians we deserve. And the next question, surely nationalism means separation. This is also from 1992. Yes, political nationalism means separation, but cultural nationalism means national identity. The British has something particular to give to the world. What they have given in the past is a form of parliamentary government, the symbol of democracy. There has been little true democracy, but nevertheless the idea of democracy has been upheld. And also later in the United States of America. The idea of hierarchy has been given to the world by Germany, but it has been dominated by the will and power aspect of its personality. And so we have the birth of fascism, or in this case, Nazism. Fascism is really a distorted expression of a hierarchical form of government. Democracy is the expression of another form of government, hierarchical but based on love. Fascism is based on power, communism on intelligence. Fascism results from energy flowing out from the highest center on this planet, Shambhala, and this is the center where the will of God is known. Fascism in political history is a completely distorted expression of the energy of power or will. Democracy flows from the spiritual hierarchy itself, and the hierarchy is the center where the love of God is expressed. And that, in political terms, is expressed through democracy, government of the people, by the people. The third form, the communist, is created by humanity itself and expresses the intelligence aspect. And here's another question. Do you know if future world governments will be composed of different political parties? This is from 1991. Maitreya has said that all political groupings will tend to the centre and that moderation and consensus will be the form for the future. The extremes are a thing of the past. That is the reality between or behind the reunification of Germany. Germany is the symbol for that coming together of what was communism and what was capitalism. And another question, would it be safe to say that given these new influences, the general political trend in the world is a positive one? Are we headed in the right direction? This is from 1993. In the short term, no. In the longer term, yes. If we had no outside help, humanity would be in dire straits. Because nearly everything that we are doing, politically, economically, and socially, is headed in the wrong direction. Our actions are leading inevitably to a breakdown of this civilization. All of our structures, political, economic, and social, are increasingly based on commercialization, whose agency is market forces. The major god of the present-day world is the market. That is competition, which is based on greed. This approach is bringing humanity and this civilization to the very verge of self-destruction. But for the presence in the world of Maitreya and his group of masters, I would fear a very bleak future indeed for humanity. I posit a very positive future for us, not because we are so wise, but because the masters are wise. So that was a series of questions and answers from books by Benjamin Cram. And as mentioned in previous programs, you can find further information about these books on the website share-international.org. You can also order books through our group. So you can email us at sharenz@yahoo.com if you want information about books that you can purchase. Also through Amazon. In fact, although the descriptions of the books are given on the website, you are then encouraged to purchase books through Amazon or through your local Share International group. Got a short amount of time. I'll just read a brief excerpt from one of Maitreya's messages. And it's a little bit random, so we'll see what I come up with. This is from message number 63. When you see me, you will know, my friends, that the new time indeed has begun, the time of building the new signposts to the future, the time to establish among all peoples correct relationship and trust, to advance together in harmony and sharing, lighting a path for those who will follow. When you see me, you will know this. You will know also that I come not as a god omnipotent to rule, but simply as an elder brother to show you the way. When you have grasped my intention, you will see that that way leads directly to God, for it is the way planned for you from the beginning. No man throughout the history of the world has come to his source by another route. And we're out of time, so thank you for listening and wishing you all a lovely week.